So now I went to a program, and a program that calculated the molecular orbitals of benzene by not taking just the 6 pz orbitals, but took them all. It took the 1s of hydrogen, the 2s of hydrogen, the 1s of carbon, the 2s of carbon, the 2p of carbon, and just took all of them and calculated numerically the molecular orbitals. So I don't show them all. Here's the lowest molecular orbital, the 6th one, the 7th one, and this one is the last, is the highest occupied molecular orbital, number 21. And it's 21 because carbon has 6 electrons, hydrogen has 1, so we have in total 42 electrons in the molecule. So carbon, hydrogen is 7 times 6 is 42. And if you filled all of the molecular orbitals, each with 2 electrons, and you have 42 electrons, the last one to be filled would be the 21st. And the first one that's empty, this stands for the lowest unoccupied molecular orbital. The first one that would be empty would be this one. And then 23, 24, and so on. So this is what the molecular orbitals look like when you take even more orbitals into account, and then I can